In our chase for innovative, high-tech ways to address climate change, we sometimes forget about a very low-tech way to remove carbon dioxide right in our yards and our playgrounds. Trees.
So my favorite tree here sequesters approximately 166.3 pounds of CO2 annually. So that's quite a number just for one individual tree.
Danielle Ignace is a Harvard Forest Research Associate. She's standing next to a gurgling river and under a big old sugar maple tree that's three, maybe four stories high. Now, trees alone can't absorb all the CO2 being emitted from our fossil fuel burning, but they are a vital carbon sink, as the scientists call them. And trees are cleaning and cooling the air in Ignace's yard through their leaves. WBUR's Martha Biebinger picks up the story.
The sugar maple takes Ignace back to childhood summers, playing in the woods. It's the leaves in particular that she has always loved.
They almost remind me of a heart shape, and so I just thought they were really beautiful.
There's another tree rooted in Ignace's early memories, the Douglas fir. Their majestic peaks spread across the Coeur d'Alene Reservation in northern Idaho. Ignace is a member of the tribe. Early in his career, her father was a firefighter.
Wanting to protect Douglas firs, and I'm realizing now that perhaps that was always ingrained in me from my father and how important those forests were.
Now, as a scientist who studies trees, Ignace appreciates the beauty of her leaf's machinery as well, and the surprising ways it contributes to our health. Like cleaning our air, the surface of this maple leaf is covered with tiny pores that pull in carbon, ozone, and other pollutants.
And so, yeah, plants are amazing air filters, in a sense. And leaves themselves can capture particle matter as well.
Those flecks of chemicals and debris that can inflame our lungs get caught on the fibers of the leaf as pollution moves through the air.
Trees have a really unique ability in certain situations to help us deal with that.
The thousands of leaves on Ignace's tall maple are also mini air coolers. Her tree draws water up through its roots and sends it out into the leaves. The millions of pores release tiny puffs of water vapor.
Not as good as an air conditioner, but I'll take it on such a hot day.
That vapor and vast canopy of shade keeps a stone patio near this tree and the air around us about 10 degrees cooler than in Ignace's sun-baked driveway. In the midst of all that cleaning and cooling, this maple is also performing a feat science is struggling to recreate. It's a carbon-guzzling factory. The maple leaves fluttering above us aren't just sucking carbon out of the air. They're turning that carbon into sugar and using it to grow.
We can think of this as everything from the trunk to the branches and the leaves to roots.
Trees build with carbon that would otherwise add to the blanket of greenhouse gases overheating our planet. And right now, Ignace's sugar maple is pumping.
This large sugar maple is very active right now. We are in the middle of its growing season, so we're approaching its peak activity for the year.
There's a lot of talk about planting new trees to fight climate change. Ignace agrees that we need more trees. But preserving those we have now may be even more important because it could take decades to reach the cleaning, cooling, and storage capacity of this sugar maple.
Yes, we want to make sure that if these trees are healthy, that we want to keep them intact.
That means managing threats like drought and development. Reducing gas leaks can also help save trees. To show the value of even a single tree, Ignace pulls out her phone and goes to a site called iTree. It's a tool developed by the U.S. Forest Service and others that estimates the cleaning, cooling, and other benefits of an individual tree. Here's the carbon storage capacity for Ignace's sugar maple.
It calculates that there's a lifetime CO2 equivalent of carbon of 22,049 pounds.
That's the carbon released by 1,100 gallons of gas burned in an average car.
That's quite a feat for a single tree.
In the race to slow climate change, the Biden administration, as well as leaders in Peru, Canada, Costa Rica, and many other countries, are investing in trees and other so-called natural allies. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland made the case at an international summit earlier this summer.
Nature provides us with solutions to the climate crisis. Achieving net zero by 2050 will not be possible without nature.
Climate experts say preserving forested areas, as well as your favorite tree and mine, is among the critical steps we must take to tackle climate change. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.
Next week, Martha reports on the mental and physical health benefits of trees and the access to them in one Massachusetts neighborhood.